All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
Last week on the show, it was terrible. Our guest, Celtics champion, Eddie House.
Don't remind
truly
me.
The worst guest we've ever had.
Ever.
He blew our sponsorship with Hot Pockets because the suits at the company, they didn't like how he kept saying it made him fart uncontrollably.
Yeah, so we farted him off the show.
Well, it's even worse this week. In fact, our guest, this is what we call in the business a bad booking. We asked our guest booker to find someone who could talk about the NBA. He comes through with a person who isn't even from this country. He's from Canada.
Yeah, we don't talk Raptors on this show unless it's Jurassic Park 3.
Great movie. But, you know, that's not even the worst part about this guy. This clown, he's kind of known in the business for this gimmick he's got of making fun of sports. And, you know, we find that so-called comedic approach so disrespectful to all the players and coaches who give their lives to these games.
Yeah. This is why when he was on the now-canceled show, Fox Sports Live, all of America said, no, thank you, please leave, which is a shame, because I really enjoyed listening to Andy Roddick talk baseball and Gary Payton talk golf.
Yup, and you know, we're going to get into all of that with him. His name's Jay Onwright. Anyway, we do have some good news. A new presenting sponsor, because that's what they do in the podcast world. They have presenting sponsors.
Yep.
Ours is Rocco's Cheesesteaks. If you don't like Rocco's, you're a miserable prick fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that we got
fuck
that
you.
Business out of the way, it's time for our most popular segment, Where Pauly and Tony Were Right.
Where Pauly and Tony Were Right.
All right, first out the gate. You know, usually we say things on this show and you immediately know we're right. But, you know, sometimes it can take 15 to 20 years for you to know that we're right. And, that's the case here because we said it years ago, didn't we, Tony?
Yup, sure did.
Ron Artest was a man ahead of his time.
Visionary.
And as you can see by all the fighting between fans and players in the NBA, you know, Kyrie with the water bottle, Westbrook and the popcorn, that other guy on the Hawks, people are finally coming around to the idea that Ron Artest was right all along.
Exactly. Ron Artest was a true humanitarian because he believed in the idea that every man is created equal and therefore deserves to be punched in the face.
I believe everybody owes Mr. Artest an apology. And also us too, right, Tony?
Yeah, apologize.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
You know, people are upset because Shannon Sharp, the co-host of Undisputed, called Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones live on air and asked him if he wanted to be traded. Now, apparently Shannon Sharp did not tell Julio that he was live, and Julio proceeded to reveal that he indeed wanted to be traded. Now, you know, as we said, people are up in arms about this, but Tony, we've been saying this is journalism at its finest. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. In fact, people always ask us how we get such great information from our sources. It's easy. We call someone up and say, yeah, off the record, sure, wink, wink, what do you got? And then we proceed to tell you.
Yeah, that's how you do it, people. You want to see journalism right now, people? We're going to call Aaron Rodgers right now live on air. We're not going to tell him we're on air. And we're going to get the scoop to see if he's going to Denver or not. Jay, go ahead and dial that number we gave you.
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
Jay, what the fuck?
He must have written it down wrong. Come on, Jay.
Oh, fucking up the show again. Anyway,
asshole.
Let's just keep moving.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
All right, finally. People love to bitch and moan about how ESPN doesn't do good sports coverage anymore. And ESPN keeps proving them wrong, as we always say. They recently announced, and now it's in production, a new 30 for 30 about the preeminent sporting event of the 1980s and 90s. Of course, I'm talking about American Gladiators. which featured so many legendary athletes like Turbo, Nitro, Cyclone, Accelerator, and of course, Laser.
American Gladiators was the truest test of athleticism in all of sports. The measure of athleticism isn't how fast you can run and how hard you can hit a ball. No, it's how fast you can avoid a tennis ball being fired at you and shoot a Nerf bazooka at a bullseye.
So true. And you know, I've said this before, Tony. One of my greatest disappointments was when the movie Gladiator came out and I realized it wasn't about the TV show.
I know. The whole time watching, I was like, when is Russell Crowe gonna get to run in the Eliminator for a chance at $10,000?
You know, also around that time, I went to go see American Beauty thinking it was gonna be about Lace. But I was equally disappointed. Anyway, we could go on, but I see our guest coming on the line. Although I wish he had written down the wrong number so he wouldn't be here, but it's too late now. Let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
He's the host of TSN Sports Center in Canada. For those of you who don't know, TSN is like ESPN, except it's in Canada, and it has 1% of the viewers. So you also may know him as a former co-host of Fox Sports Live with his former partner there, Dan O'Toole. That show had Andy Roddick, Gary Payton, so much star power, a can't-miss that couldn't go wrong, but somehow did. Anyway, we'll get into that. Jay Onright, welcome to the show.
Oh, how are you guys doing?
Good, good, good. Thank you for coming on.
You know, I bet in Canada, they like to start interviews all polite, like, you know, how's your moose doing and whatnot. We don't do that kind of softball shit here in America.
No. Nope.
So let's not waste time here, okay?
Yeah.
You tried to make it in America, didn't you? And it didn't work out. You tried to make fun of the sacred institution known as American sports with your so-called comedy skits. Don't you think that was a terrible approach?
Is this real? Are we really doing this? Is this actually happening? I can't.
There he goes with the comedy. You try it. You know, let me just tell you something. People don't find you funny in Canada. The reason you think they're laughing, they're actually just shivering because it's so fucking cold. You know, that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
Right. This is hilarious so far. How many listeners do we have?
He's trying to discredit our show.
He's bitter because we're national in America.
Yeah.
And he's up in Canada probably sitting in an igloo right now.
Yeah.
Look, all right, I'm going to give you a chance. Let's just get into some real sports conversation here. We'll give you a chance.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the recent fighting between NBA fans and players? Come on.
Well, you know, gosh, you don't want to see anyone get hurt. I mean, chucking the water bottle at Kyrie was a little much. The kid running onto the court and trying to grab the rim at the Wizards game, why not? You know, as long as they can tackle him and he doesn't get to anybody, he doesn't hurt anybody, I think that's okay. I mean, let's be honest, we may not love nudity, but who among us doesn't love a streaker? So I'd like to see a few more streakers. We haven't seen that since
okay.
the 70s or
Fair.
80s. Not enough public nudity. So I would like to implore all the streakers listening, and I can imagine because this audience is so vast that we have many, many streakers listening to us as we speak.
No,
Tony,
I think
get
he's going with
there.
The...
Yeah.
He's trying comedy again. Please,
yeah.
No comedy.
Yeah.
Look, let's just talk about Ron Artest. You know, unfairly targeted.
Yep.
Don't you think Ron Artest deserves an apology? He was a man ahead of his time.
Yep.
Well, I mean, as someone from Canada where our national sport is hockey, a sport where, you know, you work out your differences on the ice with your fists, I couldn't agree with you guys more. I mean, I think NBA players should be allowed to scrap a little bit and you know, let those frustrations out. That's why things build over the course of a series and get out of hand, because, you know, you don't get a chance to just settle it like men, you know, like they would in the squared circle, as you guys
this
like
is a very
it.
Good,
but
serious
but let's
answer.
Take it a step further. Don't you think that after a fan does something to a player, there should be a 2-minute grace period where the player can run into the stands and beat the shit out of them? Doesn't that sound like a sensible solution?
2-minute grace period.
It seems okay. I mean, what do your bosses at WWE think about that? Like, what if the wrestlers could go What if they could go into the stands and start pile driving the fans to come to the WWE shows? I think that would be kind of cool, like a real fan experience, right?
I think you'll seem to be confusing Tony with someone who maybe works at the WWE.
Yeah, we sell car stereos.
Which just proves how little you Canadians know about America.
Yeah, shame on you.
Okay.
I suggest maybe doing your research before coming on the show.
Oh, I see. Got it. Okay.
Anyway, enough of your useless sidetracking here. Let's go back to 2013. You were on the air at TSN for a long time. Then around 2013, you get a call from the suits at Fox. What do they say to you?
They said, who wants to come work with the... What's your last names again?
The Fuscos.
I think this guy might have brain damage.
Yeah, they said, why don't you guys come down and work with the Fuscos in L.A.? And with an offer like that, we couldn't refuse. We were down on Pico Boulevard. Before you can say Canada Goose, and it was an absolute treat every second, and we really loved working with you, too. You guys were our favorite.
We did shoot a couple pilots there at Fox, pulled out of our contract due to creative disagreements.
Due to creative disagreements with Rupert Murdoch.
Now, we heard from our inside sources at Fox, very trusted sources, that you asked Andy Roddick to be on the show with you because you and Dan were afraid that you couldn't carry the show by yourselves. Why was that?
Well, I think it was just such a monumental undertaking, a national sports highlight show. We wanted to make sure we had Andy there to comment on as many non-tennis sports as we could possibly get him to comment on. And I think the ratings proved that we were absolutely correct in our approach.
Not according to our sources. We saw that one episode received 7 viewers. Is that correct? 7?
Well, it's 7 more than this podcast.
No. See, I know why you're angry. Because, you know, we're getting to what is a sore spot for you.
Yep.
When you took over the show, you realized you made a mistake because all the sports were American sports and you didn't know anything about them because all you know is hockey and mounted police.
Yeah, it was a little bit daunting. I will have to say you guys have definitely touched them on something that is correct. I thought we were just going to do a hockey show. And I should have known because Fox has sort of a dicey history with hockey, with their glowing puck and all that stuff.
Great.
That was a great move. Yeah. That was sometimes I still watch hockey today and I say, where the hell is the puck?
I can't see the puck. I draw a blue mark on the screen just so I can recreate it. Yes.
Yeah. No, I think that's what we thought we were walking into, and then suddenly we were covering all Big East basketball. And don't get me wrong, the Big East was as popular in 2013 as it ever was. But yes, you guys are right. We probably were in over our heads a little bit there.
I don't know what. I mean, Big East basketball, you know.
Yeah.
We know people.
I mean,
the ratings
so many people
in our neighborhood are through the roof.
People say, hey, we want to watch more Seton Hall basketball. And so...
lots of Creighton Blue Jays highlights.
I said, yes, that's a great... Creighton Seton Hall. Absolutely. Yeah. What's better than a January day with Creighton Seton Hall? Nothing.
It was exciting. It was very exciting to learn all about the history of the Big East, the most powerful and influential basketball conference in America today.
I hope you're saying that. I think he's serious there. He's being serious. Now,
this is better when he's serious.
On that note, just quick, you know, you did a bunch of skits on that show, not very well received. Tell us just some of these skits you did on the show. I want to get a sense of what you thought was funny there.
Well, you know, we did a sitcom pilot just like you guys with our friend, former NFL player, Ephraim Salaam. And it was called Me and My Boys, and we had a great theme song that a really talented young guy wrote for us. We thought it was going to be picked up. It was going to be the next New Girl for Fox. That, unfortunately, did not come to fruition. That was pretty much it. Other than that, we played it straight.
I got to tell you, nothing about that seemed funny to me whatsoever.
That guy, whoever wrote that, funny.
We'll show you what's funny. Tony had a very funny tweet the other night about the Sixers when they beat the Wizards. Tell him, Tony, what's funny. Tell him.
I tweeted, Russell Westbrook? More like Russell, give me less Brook.
10K likes right there. Yep. See,
he loves it.
He got it. He loves it.
I like when tweets have like a play on words. Yeah, I find that clever. Yeah.
Now you're getting it.
Then you'll love this one. Later that night, he had another home run.
Tweeted,
Tony, tell him.
Ja Morant, more like Ja less rant.
8K likes.
Look,
see?
He can't even hold it in.
Would have had more likes, but you know, late game.
I gotta tell you guys,
he loves it. You're
reaching Skip Bayless territory with some of the reach that you were achieving on some of these tweets. I'm very impressed with both of you.
Now, do you see what's funny? Are you getting a better sense of what might have worked better here in America? Now, is it clearer for you why it didn't work out?
I only wish we had a chance to meet up and maybe throw around some ideas together. Maybe that would have made things a little more successful down at Fox for us.
You know, I got to be honest. I can't tell if what you're saying is real or if it's, you know, one of those Canadian sense of humor things that nobody finds funny.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping this ends quickly. I knew it.
This whole thing was a joke. Well, guess what, Jay on right? You're more like Jay on wrong.
You're off the show.
Get out of here. I would tell you to leave, but you're already in Canada, so you know, close enough.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, see you later. We had a great time.
Jay, hang up the phone.
He's being sarcastic again. Oh, that terrible Canadian sense of humor.
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, I couldn't tell the whole time if he was making fun of us or not. That's how bad his sense of humor is.
Yeah, Jay on right, more like Jay off right.
See, that's great right there,
yeah,
Tony.
8,000 likes.
Yeah, anyway, let's just move on because, as always, we have business to do at this point in the show, and it's an ad for a big name in the area of home loans, Rocket Mortgage. Can you afford to buy a house? Of course you can't. I mean, come on. Have you seen the prices these days? They're ridiculous. But that doesn't mean you can't get the money to buy a house. Rocket Mortgage will give you the money you need with zero repercussions for you or the American economic system. And Tony, you just had a great experience with Rocket Mortgage. Tell the people.
Yeah. The other day, I brought this girl I was seeing, Bianca, back to my one-bedroom apartment. And she said, "This is all you can afford?" And I said, "All I can afford? Take a look at this." And I showed her my application for Rocket Mortgage. And then she said, "Wow, you have enough to buy a house?" And I said, "I'm about to." And she got so turned on that we went into my bedroom, pulled out the bed, and went at it. The application ended up not going through, but you know what did? Let's just say it was my cock.
What a wonderful story. And a true testament to the opportunities that Rocket Mortgage provides its customers. Go now to rocketmortgage.com, type in the coupon code Paulie and Tony Flawless Show 20, and they'll give you 1.2% off your application fee.
Great ad read.
All right, well, that wraps up our advertisement. And oh, look at that. That wraps up the show. So,
wow,
corrections, guys.
Yeah. Oh, producer,
I'm
going
to send you to a correctional facility. Mm. Worst part of the show, easy. What?
No, number one. You guys keep calling him Ron Artest.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's changed his name several times since then. His name is now Meta Sandiford Artest.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to attest right here, right now, that I'm going to kill you after the show.
Yeah. You better Ron Artest for your life.
Yeah. No more.
No,
all right, that's enough.
Two.
No
number
more
two.
From you. Come on.
Paulie?
What?
When you were mentioning
what?
American Gladiators, you said the names were Turbo, Nitro, Laser, Cyclone, Accelerator?
Yeah.
There's no gladiator named Accelerator.
Oh, yeah? Well, after the show, I'm going to accelerate my car into your torso.
Yeah. I'm going to be an American glad you're dead-iator.
Yeah, no more from
finally,
you.
Yeah, that's it. Done.
Finally.
What? What?
The number you gave me for Aaron Rodgers was not the quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
What?
It used to be the phone number of a guy named Aaron Rodgers who is a computer teacher who lives in Nebraska, and he's 70 years old.
No.
Did you just like look up Aaron Rodgers' phone number on Google and write down whatever came up?
No. And by the way, you're not going to come up after we bury you in the ground.
Yeah. And nobody's going to be searching for you. Not even Google search.
Yeah.
You need to take a hard look at yourselves. You're clowns.
Oh, thanks for the reminder. Because speaking of hard look, we need to take a hard look at all those resumes coming in. Remember to send them paulieandtonyfuscoshow@gmail.com. And look at this, Tony. He's finally confirming breaking news next week on the show. Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero Nick Foles.
Wow.
He's now in OTA, so he has time. He's back on the docket here. Anyway, we're not going to thank Jay Onright, are we, Tony?
You know, I'm beginning to think we shouldn't allow anyone with the name Jay on this show.
I like how you made the connection there. Very smart, as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look, people, remember, rate, review, go online and write about how much you love the show, because we know you do. And don't forget, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Look up The Fusco Show. Tony, great show as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you next week, people. Bye.
See ya.